Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Just in time for Micah Lee. This is called Heaven, because Jesus is the reason for the season, right? My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
When you think of love, what does it mean? I'm talking about that love you can't explain. See, I wanna go to that special place where there is a love that you can't erase. Oh, hope you heard about it. Yeah, I'm sure you heard about it. A place talking about heaven. Hope you heard about it. Yeah, I'm sure you heard about it. A place I'm talking about heaven. Yeah. Cause I wanna go to a city, streets paved with gold, yeah. I wanna go to a city where we'll never grow old. When you think of love, what does it mean? Talking about that love you can't explain. See, I wanna go to that special place where there is a love that you can't erase. Oh,
you heard about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you heard about it. A place I'm talking about heaven. Yeah,
you heard about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you heard about it. Talking about heaven, yeah. I wanna go to
see, yeah. Trees
paved with gold, yeah. See, I wanna go to
see. Never
grow old, no.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this man of God who has a phenomenal song that you've been hearing on the Real Gospel playlist for quite some time. I'm talking about the one and only Micah Lee. And welcome to Real Gospel, Micah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, indeed. Now, I always start off my gospel interviews saying that, you know, there's probably someone listening right now who just gave their hearts to Christ. They don't know a whole lot about gospel music. So let's take this opportunity to be used as vessels and introduce ourselves. So starting with you, who is Micah Lee? Where are you from? How did you first, come to Christ? And then we'll move into the project.
All right. Well, who is Micah Lee? You know, that's such a difficult question. It's a great question, but a difficult one, because I've discovered that as I continue along this journey, I discover more and more who I am daily, especially with this walk with Christ. Getting started with music, it's been a very long journey for me, especially because I never really wanted to sing. I actually played sports in school, all the way through school, and I had a grandmother who used to just really push for me to become a singer. I remember years ago that training, she taught me a list of hymns. I think I know every single one in the book, but that stuff was for my learning. As a matter of fact, I remember we had a group. It was my sister and my cousin and I, and they were the lead singers in the group. And the funny thing is, if you ask either one of them to sing a song now, they couldn't sing a lick. They couldn't sing a lick now if they tried. But it was for my learning, you know, going through all of that. And I remember when I really took it serious, we went to her church. It was for family and friends. And I didn't even know that I was on program. And I walked through the door and they said, "There's Mother Lee's grandson. And we're going to have him come up and sing a solo in his own way." And I want to tell you that I did amazing, but that is not the case. I remember I went in there, I sung a song, I'll never forget this. My parents had a tape. It was called "Life is a Ball Game." And I bombed. It was not good. And I remember my grandmother, she, you know you're bad, especially when the saints are in there saying, "That's all right, we with you, keep going." "That's all right." And I remember my grandmother, she folded her arms, and I knew when she turned her head that she was hot. She was upset with me. After the service, she looked at me and she was like, "Boy, don't you ever make me shame like that again." She didn't say ashamed. She said shame. So I knew. But let me tell you why that helped me. Because from that point on, man, from that point on, it let me know, listen, Micah, you hone this craft. Don't you ever make her shame. Even when I get nervous to this day, I still plays in the back of my mind. All right, don't make yourself shame. Don't make her shame. You get up there and do what you need to do. But that stuff made me hone my craft and continue on and really want to become a singer and take this thing serious. What really catapulted me into ministry and let me know that now's the time to do what I need to do. I remember I was in college, living the life, and I remember I got into a terrible car accident. And my car hydroplaned and went down, hit the median on the highway head on, and then it went down into a canal. The doctor said they were going to amputate my legs. Both of my femurs were crushed, both of my thighs, my knees, my legs, my ankles, in multiple places were shattered. And the doctor said we won't be able to save his legs. I woke up from the surgery and I saw both of my legs still attached. And they let me know, say, "Hey, we're going to be able to save them, but you won't ever be able to walk again." And it was a terrible time because I had to have 8 blood transfusions. I had 4 or 5 blood clots. I had a fever of 105. It was a terrible time. And that lasted for over a year of depression, not thinking that I'd ever make it, never walk again. And the very first time that I went back to church, I was in this wheelchair, and I didn't really want to go. They want people to see me. They asked me to come up and sing, and I call this my Benny Hinn moment. They wheeled me up there, and the minute that I started singing, I remember I heard God whisper in my ear, "Micah, today is the day." And from that very moment, instantaneously, you know when they say it's just like fire shot up in my bones,
mm-hmm.
I literally stood up right then and there, and I've been walking ever since. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, I ran my first 5K race.
Wow.
And I had to really, really, really understand what was this about, because if God wanted to heal me way back then, he would have done it day one if he wanted to. He let me know with those doctors, when they're telling me no, that when he's ready to do something, that he's the ultimate power, that he can do anything but fail. So I encourage every single one of your listeners to continue on and persevere, that no matter what the situation looks like, no matter what the doctors or people coming against you saying what you cannot be, if God has said it's going to be so, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And so that's something I just want every single one of your listeners to really know, to continue on, persevere, and you'll be able to make it.
Man, that is a powerful testimony.
Yes,
I mean, my Lord, I can only imagine what you were going through, especially when you talked about depression, not being able to walk. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit? You know, what was your mind frame? Yeah.
Yes, sir. A lot of Christians don't like to admit that they go through moments like that of sadness and depression. And let me tell you what snapped me out of it. I believe God was with me the entire time. Because I remember when I was, every single night would be the worst, in this hospital bed, laying up with these casts on your legs and not being able to go, not even being able to sit up because your equilibrium is off, and thinking that your entire journey is off. I said, and I remember the nurse, he came into my room one night and caught me crying. I tried to catch myself and stop myself. And he said, let me tell you how good God is to you. Now, he didn't know that I professed Christ at that time. He said, let me tell you how good God is to you. The man in the room to the left of you, he just had a newborn baby, and now he's paralyzed from the neck down. He's a vegetable. He'll never be able to move again. The guy in the room to the other side of you, he's lost all of his limbs. He's now just a torso. He says, you have all of your limbs, and who knows what's going to happen. You may be able to walk again. And I could not see it at that moment. But let me tell you, my very moment of when I started to heal, I remember I was watching TBN that very single night after he said that to me. And this is how I know. I call this my first real, I profess Christ, but my first real encounter with him. I remember I was watching TBN and CeCe Winans was on, and she says, I don't know who this is for. This is for one person out there. And the camera got close. She said, just know that he's concerned just about you. The minute she said that, I remember I looked up at the air vent and I saw the room fill up with a cloud of smoke. And I remember, you know how a mother picks up their newborn baby when they're hurting and they're crying and rock them and comfort them and rub their head? I felt the Lord literally enter the room and pick me up just like that. Now, I'm 6'6".
Wow.
Now, you know, and so that's not a small feat. But I said, God, you have billions of people in this world, and you have time to come think about me. And just in that moment, that's when I started to stabilize. My temperature went down, you know, they were able to find those blood clots. Everything started to normalize with inside of me, and it just let me know that God is thinking about each and every one of us. He loves us. And so it let me know that even when I felt like I was all alone in that moment, I really was not. I really was not. I want to tell every one of your listeners, even in those rough times, those difficult times, this will come. If you're living in this life and you're living on this earth, those times are going to come. But just know you are not alone. Never let the enemy trick your mind into feeling that that is the case. See, you have me preaching on this line today. That's not what I came here to do.
Well, that only means that someone needs to hear it. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Yes, sir. I'm talking to our recording artist and man of God, Micah Lee. The song Heaven.
Yes, sir.
Did you write that? How did you get your record deal? How did this come about?
Man, this whole stuff, I look at it just like that. Like, God is extremely good. I don't have to... It's not some big major story. I've been trying and attempting to do this for a long time, and I persevere. I kept pushing. I kept moving, even through all those hurdles. You have a lot of people out there who attempt to to do something, and the moment that they have a little hiccup, they quit. And you have to ask yourself, how bad do you really want this thing? I remember starting along this journey with the music thing and saying, I want to become a recording artist. Everybody's telling me no. Everybody's saying that you couldn't do this. But I kept moving. I kept moving until I began to knock some of the doors down. And that's what I want to definitely, again, encourage your listeners. If you want to do something, continue on, persevere, and listen to the voice of God, and never, ever give up. You can get 100 no's. All it really takes is one yes. And as far as the song Heaven came along, I was actually in the studio, and I was recording. I had a single that came out in 2015 that really took off, called Forever, and it was featuring The Truth. And that just came out of nowhere because I'm naturally like a soul singer. My voice naturally lends to like neo soul and jazz, and a mix. I'm an eclectic mix of church and all these other things. And I remember I was in the studio and I said, you know, do we need to try to recreate that former hit that we had in the past, or we need to try something different? And I remember I was in there saying, okay, let's record this radio friendly song. And I was recording this one song that took literally 8 hours of writing and drastic in the studio. And wow. All of a sudden, the title Heaven popped in my head, and I began to write it down. I said, let's lay this down. When I tell you the song was written in 10 minutes and recorded in maybe less than 30, and that's the song that ended up being the single. And when God is in something, it doesn't take all that. It becomes easy. It becomes easy. And that's really truthfully the thing that happened with the song. It's no big major thing that happened. When God ordained something and he let me know, even with this song, that was the message that I need to have for this time. I have a lot of friends who say to me that, Micah, I don't ever want to go to church. I don't want to do these certain things because I don't look like you. And sometimes it seems like it's boring. And I hear all of these songs that's downtrodden and, you know, woe is me. And I was down in the gutter. And say, since I've heard what you're doing, now it's making me want to really pay attention, because I'm seeing that you can be cool. You can dress nice. You can live a great life. I live a great life. And I'm happy. And I think that's something that a lot of Christians or a lot of people who want to become, you know, who are afraid to come over on the side of the Lord, to understand that when God is on your side, you can live a great life. You can have heaven right here on earth. And so I really want to give a description, because I don't want to go today, but one day when I get there, I want to walk the streets paved with gold.
That's the what is the old Christian saying? Everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die to get there.
That's right. They don't want to die to get there.
That is understood. That is understood.
Yes, sir.
Listen, it has been a pleasure having you on the program.
Yes, it has.
And we are all looking forward to the CD project, which is entitled Victory. And you definitely speak from a posture of victory. That is for
That's right,
my brother.
Absolutely. Yes. I already have it. The single's available right now,
mm-hmm.
so make sure that you go to iTunes or the digital outlet of your choice and download the brand new single Heaven from Micah Lee. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, whatever you use, it is available right now. And follow me on every single one of my social media sites. You can find me on Twitter at Micah Lee Music. That's all one word. That's at MICAHLEE Music. If you want to see what I'm having for dinner, where I'm hanging out, follow me on Instagram. That's my best place. I love Instagram. And it's at Micah's Music. That's MICAHS Music. Find me on Facebook on one of my many pages. Just search my name. That's Micah Lee. Like the book of the Bible, the prophet. I'm there, Micah Lee. Or if you want me to come to your church, you want to have a good time, I want to shout and sing and praise the Lord with you, you can go to my website, which is www.MicahLeeMusic.com. And excellent. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem, my brother. Listen, what city are you in? Where are you at?
Right now, I'm from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Florida area. Right now, I am in Oakland, California today. I am a Floridian. I'm a Florida boy.
Okay. Okay. Well, excellent. And shout out goes to Stella Wyndham Swan,
yes,
who helped make this possible. So thank
absolutely
you, Stella.
Shout out, Stella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, my brother, look, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on this gospel program. You have blessed and touched the spirits and minds of so many people, countless people. You're doing kingdom work for sure.
God.
and we will keep up with your career. And I look forward to speaking with you in the very near future, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much again for having me. I appreciate you.
Up next, the real flashback song of the hour. Get your request in right now by reaching me on my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man, or my Twitter page, Real Gospel X-Man. Please stick and stay. More Real Gospel is right after this, and I really, 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 really don't want you to miss this Real Flashback song of the hour. It's incredible.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.